to all those who have been knocked down, to all those who have been counted out, left behind, this is your campaign.
For Joe Biden, Mini Tuesday was huge.
Many of the pundits declared that this candidacy was dead.
Four new wins for him: Missouri, Mississippi, Idaho, and the biggest prize of the night, Michigan.
Now we're very much alive.
So where does that leave Bernie Sanders?
The real downside for Sanders here as he looks ahead after this Mini Tuesday is the fact that the states that are coming up are just not going to play to his advantage.
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch. And today, Politico's Chris Catalago and Nerdcast host Scott Bland break down the results.
You got to start with Joe Biden. His numbers among black voters were huge. More than 80% of the black vote in Mississippi, which could end up locking Sanders out of the delegate race there. Interestingly, the Edison Research exit poll shows Biden also beating Sanders 50% to 43% among white Democrats without a college degree is in Michigan. And that's the real big blow, the real big problem for Sanders. I mean, that was kind of supposed to be his bread and butter, his base.
Yeah, we got kind of a false sense of this race, I think, out of Nevada. Even the, you know, smaller proportion of the black vote in Nevada showed Bernie doing a little bit better. And then we obviously saw what happened in South Carolina and in these states that have come up on Super Tuesday and then Tuesday night. And I think this idea that Sanders, who had relied so heavily on his coalition, including young voters, to turn out, and the numbers we've seen county by county in Michigan in particular, where you have the University of Michigan and Michigan State, those voters just did not come through. I mean, he had 10,000 at a rally. It really leads you to question whether a lot of those college students are registered back home and couldn't actually vote in Michigan. It's sort of unexplainable how those numbers could drop off so much for him.
I mean, obviously, we'll see, you know, where the left and, you know, the populist left, whatever you want to call it, that wing of the Democratic Party goes from here after watching this watching that theory of the Sanders campaign fail to pan out in Michigan, in the industrial Midwest. It's a tough question.
Yeah, these next couple weeks, next week for both of these candidates, I think is just going to be so key. You look at Biden and you kind of wonder, is he going to come forward with sort of a message for any of those Sanders folks? He hasn't really done that yet.
It's try all and bring him into the tent, you mean?
Yeah, it's all been sort of anti-Trump. And I think that's a big question for Biden is, does, you know, people are attracted to Bernie's message because he's sort of appealing to a higher level just in terms of politics. You know, he's got kind of a higher calling, and it's not just sort of we need to beat Trump. You know, I'm the bridge to the next generation, which is kind of what Biden has been saying so far. And I think he needs to sort of incorporate sort of a bigger aspect to draw people in. And for Sanders, I think a lot of it has to do with how he, you know, if he does decide not to go through all the way, how he handles this debate if he participates in it. You know, it's sort of a lot harder to walk back some really searing attacks. It's been interesting to watch him because his hits on Biden, you know, he starts off in these rallies saying, you know, I really like Joe. It's just a different approach than the Sanders-Clinton primary we saw 4 years ago. And I think that could be a way for him to sort of transition his campaign and kind of try to have leverage in this race.
Also today, as the number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. keeps rising, now topping 1,000, a shortage of lab materials is threatening the ability to test for the virus. CDC Director Robert Redfield told Politico on Tuesday that he is not confident that labs have enough of the supplies used to extract genetic material from patients' samples, which is a critical step in coronavirus testing. And because of the outbreak, the Democratic National Committee plans to hold the next debate without an audience. The DNC says the decision was made at the request of both the Sanders and Biden campaigns and out of an abundance of caution. Subscribe to Politico Dispatch wherever you get your podcast to stay up on the latest on the coronavirus and the Democratic presidential race. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.